Sure.
Can I just comment on this stack of letters or documents are either comments on the previous items from last year, which would already be in the record, or comments on AB 885 actions of the state board, which are not relevant. And there's a couple of comments about please delay this action. So I would recommend that the comments that say delay the action be in the record today, and the rest of them, the ones on 885, not be in the record because they're not relevant. And then the staff can check to see which ones are actually the old ones from last year or still are in the record, and otherwise that they should not be added.
Well, you're going to have a mix, right?
Right. Yeah. So I'll give it back to staff and work with them about. But there's nothing. There's no new things for today in here other than please delay, which you have those kind of comments.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Harvey and Sorrell, you've been taking notes on the questions. And, of course, as we've gone along, we've answered a lot of those questions as we've gone. So, in fact, we've answered some of them several times. So maybe you can stick to the questions that were not answered, at least today orally.
Okay. I'll zip through rather quickly, and I'm starting out with one that, although we've talked about this issue, answered this question before, it's the key component in many of the comments, so I just want to for clarity, address it one more time, and that is today's proposal does not represent any cost for properly functioning existing systems. We're not talking about changing criteria for systems. We're not talking about those different siting and design rules. So there were questions about the public participation, how many comments were received prior to yesterday. Those comments are summarized in your staff report. I believe there were 8 or 10 commenters, but they're in the staff report. There were also quite a number of telephone conversations. And then yesterday there were the 22 commenters that provided comment. The
Sorrell, do you remember approximately how many people were involved with the scoping meeting?
The scoping meeting had 19 that left their name and email address or mailing address to be added to the distribution list for the information, the follow-up information on this issue.
And some others who didn't?
A few that didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to those, our distribution list, I believe, is at 88 individuals, in addition to publishing in the newspaper and circulating to the regulatory agencies and having posted on our website. We did have a commenter recommend including an internet link, and this is on our website, along with the proposed changes, the existing and revised basin plan language, and the notice of the prior workshop and this hearing, and the various opportunities to provide comments on those issues.
How soon before the board meeting is the agenda generally posted on the website? 2.5 weeks.
And we did hear from one of the commenters that they were particularly interested in notification of the Board of Realtors. I should probably point out that several of the people who are on our regular distribution list did identify themselves as members of the Board of Realtors. And we do ask in our distribution of the information to that mailing list to please share it with anyone you know to be interested, because that helps get the word out.
Sorrel, there was also a question in terms of notifying the individuals who participated in the May 08 hearing. Do you know if that list was also included in the notification for December 08 that went out December 08 for this hearing?
You know, I don't know that all of the participants in the May meeting were on the list. The interested parties list was made up from initially all of the agencies, because this primarily deals with the agencies, and then after that, anyone who had expressed an interest in it by emailing or calling and saying that they would like to participate. To be honest, I don't recall whether the speakers at the meeting had been added. We did include anyone that we knew had submitted comments on the May item to the State Board, as well as those that had submitted comments to us. So, as I mentioned, the list is approximately 88 people long.
So primarily written comments that were submitted,
yes,
those
yes.
names were added to the interested
yes,
parties
or email or requests of any sort.
Good. Okay.
The question, what is meant by an on-site management plan? That was one of the criteria that was updated in May 2008 with a somewhat expanded definition. There is guidance in your package today, but what we mean by an on-site management plan is described in considerable detail in the guidance for developing those plans. We propose to use that guidance as a checklist of whether the plans were complete. There were comments about yearly testing or inspection of properly functioning systems and a $560 one-time or annual fee, and that the county can charge additional fees. None of those things are required from properly functioning on-site systems as part of this proposal. What this proposal is the permit streamlining, the conditional waiver. There were some comments about the cost burden of pumping and transporting solids from septic systems and specific criteria for on-site systems. Expansion into agricultural areas and water quality monitoring. And again, none of those things are addressed in this proposal. The CEQA compliance, I think we've address that in some detail in the presentation and then follow up comments. The substitute environmental documents fulfill the CEQA compliance requirements. Okay. And then a question about what exactly determines a problem area. Local governing jurisdictions, the local agencies, when they develop their on-site management plans, part of that activity is to identify which areas are favorable and which areas are not favorable for on-site systems. And that will help identify those areas that more oversight may be needed rather than less oversight. So those are all things that we're anticipating will be addressed on a local level in their on-site management plans, and they're not addressed in any way in this action today.
So part of that guidance as far as what's favorable or unfavorable has to do with failure rates and known water quality impacts. I'm reading that from the guidance, which is in attachment 2.
Right. And those are part of the documentation that the communities would use to develop their on-site management plans.
Sorrell, one question on attachment 2, which is the draft for guidance. Is this a document that's posted on our website? Can this be accessed easily?
Part of this item.
Yes, it is available on our website. We also brought it to the workshop, handed it out at the workshop, and then we've also been distributing it to the local agencies so that it can help speed their development of the on-site management plans.
So the fact that it is a draft document, do you have an idea of where you are in your process with this? When do you anticipate having a final version of this?
I can answer that. I don't think this is intended to be a fine. This is just guidance for them. It's not something they have to do or whatever, and it's not something the board's going to be adopting. It's just here's some suggestions for how you
information.
Can. Yeah.
So the word draft doesn't mean that it's a document being developed, a work in progress. Draft means something else here?
Well, we're not specifying exactly how we want local communities, how we want their management plan to look. We anticipate that the local communities will develop the plan that works best in their specific conditions and that they'll all look a little bit different. So this is, when you look at it, the language is not precise. It tries to capture the intent and the recommendations of what we're encouraging communities to look at and to consider, but it's not intended to be a precise document. And as we see more of these and we get more input with better ideas, we would include them.
Okay, so I guess my reaction to the title on this, mm-hmm. I was a little bit confused. So it suggests that this document isn't finished and is likely to change, and that there is some process underway that people want to be, especially given today's comments, that people feel they need more information. So if this is a document that literally is pretty much what it is, then maybe the title should be changed. I don't know what that could be, possibly suggested guidance, and not using a word that typically in formal decision-making processes suggests that it is a document under construction and that more work will be done and public input may be, there may be opportunities. So that would just be one comment on this.
I guess one way to go would be to call it is guidance.
There were some comments indicating that one of the commenters thought that the proposal today may require replacement of failed systems that are on half or on less than a full acre, or requiring that people be part of maintenance systems. And those things are not included in today's action.
In other words, if you have a failed system on less than an acre, or whatever the acreage requirement is, whatever the current law dictates for that repair and upgrade isn't going to change with what we're doing.
Right, right. The basin plan criteria says that if